Hey everyone, welcome to day 9 of 21 Days of Prayer. This is Pastor Ida, and today we are talking about making room for joy. We'll be reading from Psalm 118, 24, and that verse says, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." It's the perfect bumper sticker or coffee mug verse, one that many of us can quote yet rarely pause to truly ponder. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. When I first think of this verse, I imagine the big, happy mountaintop moments, the days when the prayers are answered and everything feels just right. But over time, I've come to realize the psalmist wasn't just talking about those kind of days. He was talking about this day. Yes, this very ordinary, maybe stressful, possibly frustrating day, the one filled with routines, responsibilities, and moments so simple they surely do not feel sacred. Could this kind of day, the messy, unremarkable, in-between one, also be the day the Lord has made? Yes, this is the day the Lord has made. That means today, not yesterday, the one we wish we could redo, and not tomorrow, the one we keep hoping will be better. This day, with its slow beginnings, interruptions, laundry piles, and traffic lights, this is the day God has made. And this is where true joy begins. Not in the spectacular, but in the slow. Joy is born in the quiet recognition that God is here at work in the middle of the ordinary. We make room for joy when we start looking for him in the very places we once believed he couldn't be found. We often think joy will come when life finally settles down, when our circumstances line up just right, or when we get exactly what we want. But joy need not wait for perfect conditions. Joy grows when we pause long enough to notice God's hand in the small, steady gifts of everyday life. This short and simple verse calls us to rejoice in this very day. Joy is the fruit of gratitude, and gratitude begins with perspective. So when we choose to see God in the everyday moments of life, we begin to make room for more joy than we ever imagined. Making room for joy doesn't mean ignoring the hard things. It means refusing to let them have the final word. It's a quiet trust that says, even here, even now, the Lord is near, and that alone is reason enough to rejoice. Maybe today doesn't feel special. Maybe it feels too ordinary to be holy. Maybe it feels painfully difficult. But this is the day the Lord has made. Yes, this moment, this breath, your one beautiful life. All of it belongs to God. And when we begin to see it that way and begin to see him in all things, joy grows in ways we cannot contain. Take a moment today to notice God's presence right where you are. The day doesn't have to be extraordinary to be joyful. Often the most sacred and profound joy is found in simply recognizing that the ordinary moments of your life are already held by an extraordinary God. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the breath in my lungs and the simple moments that remind me of your goodness. Please help me to see your presence in the ordinary and to find joy even in the middle of my routines, interruptions, and challenges. Teach me to rejoice not just when life feels perfect, but because you are always near. Fill my heart with gratitude and renew my joy in you today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Friends, thank you so much for tuning in to day 9 of 21 Days of Prayer. I cannot wait to spend day 10 with you.